Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, boys and girls. Wow, it is so, it's such a blessing to be back on the air live before you all after about a 2 or 3 month hiatus talking about these football recruits here in the Central Texas area. This is TA. That's right. TA Scouting Scoop, the one who's tenacious and audacious, extremely sagacious, vivacious and efficacious, never ever the one to be mendacious. And as you can see, very loquacious in this Central Texas football recruiting game. Tonight we have our usually most anticipated show with our top-ranked juniors of the Central Texas area. It's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, I'm always hyped up about it because these are some kids that both myself and my team of scouts have been researching this past school year, so this past football season especially. But without further ado, I cannot go on without having my partner in crime on the show, Mr. Frank Cox. How you doing this evening, Frank?
I'm doing all right, man. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I appreciate you coming on the show. I understand you guys getting some real cold weather up there in the Midwest and East Coast area, so glad to hear that you're doing okay.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. We got a little warm front coming through, so I'll take it.
Yeah, but we understand, of course, that you guys have some talent up there in the Midwest area, and no shame in that. But down here in Central Texas, we do like the ball, so we're going to go ahead and get right started on the nitty-gritty.
All right, man, that sounds good, man. But, you know, as we're getting started, can you go over, like, what your criteria is on rating and also ranking, you know, these prospects that we're going to talk about on tonight?
Okay, rating and ranking the prospects. Wow. Now, just to shoot it to you straight, I will most likely never rank a kid solely based on what he does in 7-on-7 or in camps. Football is played in full pads, and your film matters more than anything else. Okay? Now, you can get a good feel for what kind of prospect a kid may be in the camp atmosphere with the 1-on-1s and individual position drills that can, you know, make you be more excited and anticipate what the kid is going to do in the upcoming football season underneath those Friday night lights. But the buck stops there. Like I tell the kids at the conclusion of all my camps each year, once commending them on their performances, I also want to see what you do with the same intensity and execution while you're wearing full pads that will heat up the recruiting conversations even more. So remember, I also attend the College Football Coaches Convention every year, so I'm always inquisitive about what they're looking for in prospects individually. So that's pretty much how I judge, but mainly, again, film and, of course, what the college coaches are looking for.
All right. So in comparison to last year's class of 2017, how does this 2018 class compare to the previous classes? You know, since you started ranking prospects about some years back and stuff.
Well, from a skill positions perspective, deepest class and most talented class since I started putting the rankings and scouting reports together. It was hard to come up with this list, Frank. Man, it was hard, very hard. Like always, there will be both prospects that didn't make the list and their parents that will feel deeply and extremely disappointed about not being included in this list. Also, we have prospects that have offers, already have scholarship offers that didn't make this list. That's how tough it was. So for any prospects that didn't make the spring, that didn't make the spring top 30 list, I have no problem whatsoever with them going out and showing me on the field why they should have been ranked on this list. Now, don't get it twisted. We have, you know, we have other FBS prospects throughout, you know, Central Texas that's going to be on the list that's available for the college coaches at the FBS and FCS levels to have access to, because we want as many college coaches as possible coming to Centex during the spring evaluation period. So we have a lot of other prospects that can play at the highest levels that aren't mentioned in this list. Those additional names will also be listed and reported in our spring magazine that will be published in the late March time frame. Again, only 30 can make this list, man. And again, it was very hard, but hey, I'm still excited to go ahead and publish what we have today. And immediately after this show, on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, that's syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, that entire list will be available for the whole world to see.
Great. And on your list, I know you're going to have a TAD, so can you explain what a TAD is?
Yeah, TAD is basically a TA discovery, meaning that if myself find out about a prospect or any of my team of scouts inform me of a prospect before any of the other major recruiting services or sites find out about a young man, best believe me, he is a TAD or a TA discovery.
All right. So why do you use college comparisons for, like, each of the prospects that you have?
Hey, man, hey, I just turned 40 this past week, and I grew up watching college football in the 80s and 90s, the most fun times to watch college football, in my bodacious opinion. So growing up, I watched guys like Bo Jackson, my favorite, of course, my favorite college football player of all time, Lorenzo White, Vinny Testaverde, my favorite college quarterback of all time. Watched Brian and Benny Blades, Deion Sanders, Hartley Dykes, Wendell Davis, Chris Carter, Derek Thomas, Tony Mandarich, Rocky Dishmer, Eric Bieniemy, et cetera, you name it. Those were the most fun times. And also it gives the prospects an idea, okay, on how I feel that they look like on the field as far as kind of knowing your history about the guys that came before you and did big things on and off the field. So that's one reason I love using the college comparisons when we name each of these prospects.
All right. Sounds good. So, man, you ready to get started with your
prospects? Let's go ahead, man. Let's go.
Okay, man. Let's start off with 30th ranked prospect. Floyd Connell, he's a cornerback. He's 6'2", 170, runs a 4.6. He's at Copper's Cove, and he's a TAD.
Floyd Connell. Yes, sir, Floyd Connell. Now, this guy, he's the true hidden gem on this list. Man, Frank, one of our scouts, Kelvin Payton, he went to see this kid when they played this team that had been – they had this quarterback that was getting a lot of local media hype. And this guy, he came into the game and told the whole team, hey, okay, this is my show, but after the game, I'll let y'all get back to playing. Okay, so basically he had a 6-6 that game, man, and just showed that he was a true stud cover corner out on that island. So Floyd Connell, and I like to compare him to Ryan McNeil of Miami. They played at Miami in the late 80s, early 90s. So Floyd Connell from Copper's Cove.
All right. All right, let's check out number 29, Javion Cardwell. He's another cornerback. He's 6 feet, 175 pounds. He runs a 4.53, and he's at Cibolo Steel.
Yes. Now, this guy, now, of course, you always hear about Cibolo Steel producing D1 prospects, but this guy, he's not just part of the system. I mean, this kid can actually go out there and get it done. I mean, he has in-game jumping ability, is very instinctive, Frank, knows how to catch the football, and, man, he wants to take it back anytime he catches an interception. Of course, those guys end up going to the state championship game this year, and he did not back down from those DeSoto receivers. So this guy, he will be playing FBS football, and it's just a matter of time before more offers start pouring in. But I like to compare him, my college comparison for that young man is Ty Light that played for Notre Dame in the late 80s, early 90s.
All right. At number 28, we have Scale Igion. He's a defensive tackle. He's 6'2", 320, runs a 5'2 in the 40, and he's at Austin Del Valle.
Yes. Now, Scale, first off, let me give a shout-out to Coach Charles Burton. Every year, that gentleman, the head coach over at Del Valle, he has no issue with sending me his top list of players, and I just want to salute tip my hat off to the young, to the gentleman over there that's coaching those young men up. But, yeah, Scale was a guy that he was definitely big on and told me, he said, hey, this guy, you know, he's something special. So when I checked his film out, the kid, hey, he clogs up every hole in the trenches that always makes running backs and quarterbacks that's trying to run through the middle always have to make them change direction. So this guy, he's always impactful and can get in the backfield very, very strong in his upper body. So you'll see him continue to have his stock raised as time continues to pass. So with his size and playing ability, I like to compare him to Big Cody, Big Terrence Cody that played for Alabama on that national championship team, the first national championship team that Nick Saban had since he's been with Bama. So that's who I like to compare Scale to.
All right, good deal, good deal. Number 27, Silas Robinson, offensive tackle. He's 6'5", 290. He runs a 5-flat, and he's at Yoakum.
Woo, man, I'm telling you. When I found out that Yoakum was part of the southern part of Central Texas, man, I'm telling you, I was jumping. I was jumping for joy, man. There's players there. But anyway, Silas Robinson, this guy, like a lot of small school prospects, you know, he plays on both sides of the football. Big presence in the middle on the defensive line, but offensive line might be his true calling for the next level. He could play either guard or tackle, but the guy definitely continues to open up holes for the ball carriers behind him. And, of course, Yoakum went to the state championship game this past year, and they almost, you know, I thought they would, you know, pull it out, but hopefully they'll be back next year and we'll go ahead and win it all. But Silas played a big role in that, and my comparison for that young man is Zach Weaker from Nebraska in the early to mid-90s, Zach Weaker.
All right. At 26, David Preeb, he's a tight end. He's 6'6", 220, runs a 4.7, and he plays for Waco Midway.
Yes, this guy could be a mismatch nightmare for anyone that's covering him. One thing, and I learned this actually from a wise man once told me years ago, the one thing you can't coach in football is height. Okay, so for this guy, the moment he stepped on the field, he became a prospect. So, yes, he's a guy who should have his share of college coaches that come out to see him in the spring. And believe me, of course, only time will tell. But I like to compare this gentleman to Kyle Rudolph that played at Notre Dame around 2008, 2010 time frame. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, then we're going to come back and get on with the rest of the list.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters. Make sure you check them out if you want to further enhance your public speaking skills. All right, Frank, let's go ahead and get the show on the road.
Okay, as we continue to proceed, and also before we get to, like, prospect number 25, you know, you have some football camps that are coming up, and let's talk about that for a moment. First of all, when and also where will they take place?
Yes, we have football camps that's basically going to be held in the College Station area. A Central Texas legend by the name of Mr. Ty Warren, played defensive line for Bryan High School, was one of the top defensive linemen in the country in the late 90s, also was a big timer at Texas A&M, ended up being a first rounder and got a few Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots. And congratulations to them for playing such an outstanding game last Sunday, coming back and winning that. But yes, Ty Warren came back to his Central Texas roots and built an outstanding-looking indoor facility in the College Station area. So he invited me to come and do some camps out there, and I'm definitely excited about it. And we're going to have one that's strictly for all the linemen, offensive and defensive linemen, that's going to be held on Saturday, February 25th, approximately 13 days from now. And then 8 days later after that, on Sunday, March 5th, we'll do one for all the skill positions. So that's in the Brazos Valley area. For anyone out there that's interested in attending, make sure you go to our website, thscoutingscoop.com, click on football camps, and you can go ahead and register. It's for grades 9 through 11, so we definitely want to make sure that these student-athletes come out, just bring a good work ethic and a good attitude, and believe me, you have a lot of fun competing. So that's pretty much the telltale as far as what's going on with those camps.
All right, great. And also, yes, I want to echo you and say thank you to Ty Warren for providing that opportunity. All right, as we go to prospect number 25, we have an athlete by the name of Scooter Adams. He's 5'9", 175 pounds. He runs a 4.34 in the 40, and he plays for Hallettsville.
Yes. Frank, whew. I love watching my country boys play ball. I love watching my country boys because, man, they whistleblowers. But, Frank, this guy, when I first looked at his film, it seemed like he had that Chris Carter persona. All he did was score touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? All he does is score touchdowns. And that's all you would see on his film, Frank. This young man is amazing. I mean, whether he's running the football, catching the ball out of the backfield, putting out wide, catching the football and lining up at corner, catching interceptions or coming up hard and run support and, you know, making things happen that way. So I'm definitely excited about this young man, and trust me, he is extremely underrated, but hopefully that will all change here, especially when the spring evaluation period comes up. But it was hard to kind of compare him with someone, but I was back and forth from K-Dub, Kevin Williams, to Kevin Falk, and both of those guys. So I would have to say he's a mixture of Kevin Williams and Kevin Falk. Okay, so Kevin Falk that played at LSU, and of course Kevin Williams that played for the University of Miami. He's like a mixture of both of those guys.
Oh yeah. All right. At 24, we have James Sims. He's a tight end. He's 6'5", 230. He runs a 4.75 at San Antonio Clark. And he's a TAD.
Yes, sir, he is a TAD. Now, I'd like to also, which is how I found out about this gentleman, Coach McGee over at San Antonio Clark. I appreciate Coach McGee as well because he always, without hesitation, sent me his list of his top players. So I'm going through the list last year, and he has a gentleman by the name of James Sims on there. James and his family and a lot of his friends, they know him as Ben. First name is Ben, but James Sims, this guy, Frank, he's your prototype tight end. Like you said, 6'5", 230. Frank, he can run after the catch, and he can outrun defensive backs after he catches the ball. He has more long-range speed than anything. So his 40 time is just a glimpse of actually how fast he is. But this guy, he's adding more bulk to his frame. He's getting better. He knows how to block down in the trenches. So James Sims, his stock will be rising. Trust me, his stock will be rising. He's picked up his first two offers, his first two FBS offers already, so he will continue to get more. But the person I like to compare him to is Kyle Brady, that played at Penn State in the early to mid-90s, Kyle Brady.
All right. At 23, we have Hakeem White. He's an offensive guard, 6'3", 275. He runs a 5.01 in the 40, and he plays for Waco Midway.
Yeah, a 5.01 in the 40, but he give a lot of 5.01 blues, like the old Levi team. He give a lot of 5.01 blues to those defensive linemen that line up across from him. So this guy, Hakeem, actually came to our camp last summer, so came out and gave a great shot our all-lineman camp. But Hakeem is a guy, he's picked up a couple of offers. I think he has an offer from Missouri and maybe one or two more offers, but still be a guy that's going to continue to get other offers. And he lines up at tackle, but he's more of a guard prospect for the next level based on his size and kind of his style of play too. But this guy definitely had a really good junior year, and he's only going to get better with time. So the comparison I like to give him is Sean Andrews. Sean Andrews that played for Arkansas at the beginning of the 21st century.
Huh. All right. At 22, we have Antonio Hurd. He's an athlete. He's 5'8", 160, runs a 4.5. He's at Teague, and he's also a UAB commit.
Right. Antonio Hurd, them Hurd boys, man. Them Hurd boys, they're something else. But I love watching these young men. I got a chance to watch them for the first time when they were sophomores, when they played against Rockdale in the playoffs, when they came down to Mary Hart and Baylor and played Rockdale. And, man, this guy, Frank, he is electric. And he wasn't even a starter his sophomore year. So him and his father, I said, Antonio, man, all you have to do is have a good junior year. You come out and show out your junior year, trust me, you're going to start hearing a lot of recruiting. You're going to start hearing a lot of music in recruiting. Well, that's just what he did. He did above and beyond what was expected of him. Plays with that chip on his shoulder. Again, he's a UAB commit. I actually got a chance to talk to one of the UAB coaches at the coaches convention. And I told him, I said, Coach, that's a steal y'all got with those Hurd boys. And he's like, oh, yeah, most definitely. We're well aware of that. So again, this guy, he's exciting to watch, and I like to compare him to Darian Hagan. Darian Hagan that played at Colorado in the late 80s, early 90s.
All right. At 21, we have Jair Shorter, OI receiver at 6'3", 210. He runs a 4.4. He's at Colleen Ellison, and he's another TAD.
Yeah, Jair Shorter, running that 4.4. He's running 4.4 like he's from Maker's Homes. You know what I'm saying? This guy, Frank, he is a hard guy to cover on that island. A big, tall target, has his way with practically almost every DB that he plays against. I mean, if you got a guy that can't match up size-wise with him, in most cases, he's going to bully that defensive back all game, that cornerback. I saw him score 5 touchdowns one game this year, and
wow.
I said, man, this kid is too underrated, too unheard of, so we're gonna have to work to change that by ranking him on this list and also making sure that the right people know about this young man, because he truly is a bona fide prospect, and he don't have to hide in the slot. His place is on the island. If you look at his film, the name of his huddle film is called Cinco Island, so because he wears number 5. So, again, Jair Shorter, yes, I'm definitely excited about this young man because, again, he definitely is going to start making waves in this recruiting game.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take another short commercial break, then we're going to come back and chop it up some more.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683. Or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, that's the Robertson Law Firm, located down in H-Town, but they can work with people statewide. So make sure you hit them up if you're in need of any type of legal representation. All right, Frank, let's continue on this road that we're already started on.
All right, at number 20, we have Brendan Brady, a running back at 5'11", 190, and he runs a 4.5, and he plays for Cibolo Steel.
Yes, Frank. Brendan Brady, he's a guy that basically plays for a school that's always going to attract Division I coaches, like I previously said in the show. But, I mean, this school has produced the likes of Malcolm Brown, and also recently Travell Lumpkin. So again, he's more of a dual threat in the backfield because this guy can catch passes and take off running any time. He had a really good game in the state championship game, and definitely is impressive to a number of college football coaches that are learning more and more about him. So Brendan Brady, the guy that I would like to compare him to, Frank, Yes, O. Smitty. O. Smitty that played for Oregon, Ontario Smith, in the earlier part of the 21st century. So Ontario Smith is my comparison to him.
Huh. At 19, Garrison Vaughn, free safety. He's 6'1", 180. He runs a 4.53 in the 40. He's at Belton, and he's another TAD.
Yes, that's right, and basically in my backyard, okay? So anytime you hear a kid from Belton Temple or whatever, most likely I've heard about him before everybody else. so anyway, Garrison, man, he has to be like the best ball hawk in all of Central Texas as far as the 2018 class. I mean, this guy, when the ball goes up, if it's in his vicinity, because he can make plays on the ball too. So this guy, again, does nothing but amazing things on the field. He's tough and run support as well, and he can run back those punts. And Frank, the person that he reminds me so much of as far as intercepting the passes and running back punts is old Tracy Saul that played for Texas Tech in the late 80s, early 90s. Tracy Saul.
Number 18, Juan Henry, outside linebacker, 6'3", 225, runs a 4.5. And he's another one at Cibolo Steele.
Yes, Cibolo Steele, of course, with another prospect on here. Now, this guy, he can play either with his hand in the dirt or he can stand up and play outside linebacker. I mean, either or, the guy's going to make plays. He's a guy that can also chase people all around the field. I mean, chase them coming from behind, et cetera, et cetera. So he kind of has a good motor about himself. But the person that he reminds me of a lot, Frank, that was very, very fast on the field was Lamar Lake, played at U of H in the late 80s, Lamar Latham.
Hmm. All right. 17, Braden Cassidy, defensive end, 6'3", 223 pounds. He runs a 4.84, and he's at Austin-Westlake.
Yes, Frank. Now, I'm so impressed with this young man. He has what you call an endless motor. He plays like his pants are on fire every snap. I mean, he gets off the ball hard and everything, and this guy, you can line him up at end, you can line him up at tackle, and he's still going to make plays on that defensive line. I mean, he has that refuse-to-be-blocked mentality anytime the ball is snapped. But the person I like to compare him to, he reminds me a lot of Jerry DeVries. Jerry DeVries that played at Iowa in the mid to late 90s.
At 16, we have Jamil Jeter, running back. He's 6 feet, 215 pounds. He runs a 4.5, and he's at San Antonio Brennan.
Yes, Frank. Now, you know, we live in this day and age where everybody's running spread offenses. So a lot of the running backs, they get a chance to run in space a lot. This guy, he is the ultimate old school type of running back. I mean, he's going to bruise his way between running between the tackles. He can bounce it outside and outrun people. You know what I'm saying? And especially at his, you know, bulky frame. With his bulky frame, this guy can bounce it outside and still outrun people. So, and he can catch the ball out of the backfield too. So the person that he most likely reminds me of that I enjoyed watching when he was in college was Clarence Farmer, when Clarence Farmer played at Arizona in the earlier part of the 21st century. Yep. All right. Let's go ahead and continue with 15 and all.
All right. At 15, we have Tyreek James, tight end and H-back. He's 6'2", 227, runs a 4.7, and he's at China Spring.
Yes. This guy plays tight end, running back, receiver. He could probably line up on defense and make some things happen. And like I said, he's more of what you call, in modern-day terms, an H-back. But this is a guy that you always have to account for if you're a defensive coordinator. I mean, it's just hard stopping this guy. I mean, he has the frame to go along with it. And, you know, I just feel sorry when opposing defenses have to, you know, play against this guy. You know, whoever is responsible for keeping him in check, you know, it's not a good idea to put one guy on him. So you need to double cover him. That's how much attention he commands. Frank, the person he reminds me most of is Rufus French. Rufus French that played at Ole Miss in the mid to late 90s.
All right. At 14, we have Tyrese Hurd, another Hurd. He's
yeah, that's right.
Defensive back. 6'1", 185. He runs a 4.45 in the 40, and you know, just like his brother, he's at T, and like his brother, he's committed to UAB.
That's right. Them Herd boys, man. I told you they some serious. But the reason I say DB and not just cornerback and safety because he can play both. I mean, he can play both equally well. But again, he has the old school safety mentality where he comes down the line flying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to put a hurting on somebody, to make his presence felt. Okay? And he can get out on the island and shut down the receiver. Whatever you ask this guy to do, he'll go above and beyond to make it happen. Okay? So, again, that's why I'm very, very impressed with this young man as far as what he brings to the table on the gridiron. Now, the person I like to compare him to was another athletic, hard-hitting safety or defensive back from Texas recently by the name of Kenny Vaquero. Kenny Vaquero, who's actually from Central Texas.
All right. At 13, we have Zadik Dinkelman. He's a quarterback. He's 6'5", 220, runs a 4.8, and he's at Somerset.
Yes. This guy, he derives from that Detmer family tree. You know, his grandfather is his high school coach, Coach Sonny Detmer, legendary Coach Sonny Detmer. His two uncles, one was a Heisman Trophy winner, Todd Detmer, who's San Antonio Southwest, and Court Detmer, who played down in South Texas at Mission. But this Dinkelman, he's actually making his own branding. I mean, he's bigger than both of his uncles, so, and has a very strong arm and is deceptively athletic. I mean, when he first drops back, you don't think he can run, but when he takes off, he can actually run and make some big plays happen with his feet. But the quarterback that I like to compare him to, especially with his strong arm and his size, is Ryan Mallett. Ryan Mallett, when he played at Arkansas in 2009, 2010 time frame.
All right. At number 12, Kobe Peel, a free safety. He's 6 feet, 205 pounds. He runs a 4.5, and he's at College Station A&M Consolidated.
Yes, Frank, man, Mr. Peel, he loves to collide. He is an old school safety in every form. I mean, even on special teams, he's looking for somebody to hit. That's how much he loves to bang out there. He loves banging out there. So this guy, he's just a treat to watch, man. He's a treat, and he can also do some things in the passing game too. But again, he has like that Jack Tatum type of persona that he loves to hit more than anything else. But he's pretty athletic too. And with that being said, I would like to compare him to Tabucky Jones. Tabucky Jones that played at Syracuse in the mid 90s. Tabucky Jones.
All right. At number 11, we have Cameron Wilkins, inside linebacker, at 6'2", 230. He runs a 4.6, and he's at Austindale Valley.
Frank, this guy is a pure run stuffer. Good speed, too. Has good speed, good size, of course, his upper body. But he is a pure run stuffer. I mean, when you look on his film, every ball carrier that collides with, they move back. I mean, seriously, they move backwards. There's no, him taking a step back or so when he makes contact, everybody moves backwards. And he's pretty cerebral on the field, too. And the person, Frank, that he reminds me of, man, got to take it back to the U, Mr. Michael Barrow. Michael Barrow that played at the U in the late 80s, early 90s. So that's who Cameron Wilkins reminds me of. Good ball player. Very, very good one. We're going to go ahead and take another commercial break, then we're going to come back and continue to keep it moving.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stanley Loop, call 254-680-CUT for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon. Check them out if you're in the community area, because they will get you straightened. All right, Frank, let's keep rolling.
All right, as we enter our top 10, at number 10, we have Katori Leviston. Katori Leviston Jr. He's an offensive tackle. He's 6'5", 290, runs a 5-flat, and he's at Waco Midway.
Yes. This guy, he made some noise this past season, and the local media did a good job of making sure that his presence was well known in the field as far as his contributions to the Panthers down there in Midway. But Frank, he has long arms. He knows how to bend his knees, and this guy, trust me, he's picked up a few offers here lately as well, and he could probably end up playing at the highest level when it's all said and done. So he still has a lot of room to grow, so that's scary in itself. But the person that I would like to compare him to, again, just enjoying those years, the most fun years I've had watching college football, I like to compare him to Aaron Taylor. Aaron Taylor that played at Notre Dame in the early 90s.
At number 9, we have O'Shawn Mathis, defensive end, 6'5", 228. He runs a 4.6. He's at Maynard, and he's committed to TCU.
Yes. Yes. The young man came into his own this year. Last year, it was all about Eric Fowler. That's who pretty much everybody was talking about the previous season. It was all about Eric Fowler. But this year, Mathis made sure that his name was the name that was being mentioned. And he committed to TCU, one of the first offers that he got. So look for him to still be pulling in some offers as the clock continues to tick. So, again, Mathis has the prototype size, has the long arm. And the person he reminds me of, Frank, is Simeon Rice, when Simeon Rice played at Illinois in the early to mid-90s.
At number 8, we have Marquise Conchola. He's a defensive tackle. He's 6'3", 278, runs a 4.9, and he's at College Station.
Yes, College Station. I'd like to send kudos to that coaching staff. Because watching those guys, I definitely appreciate them always making a point to send me the other top players. But Marquise, he's someone that can line up at either DN or D-tackle. I mean, that's how athletic and fast he is for his size. A guy that has no problems getting in the backfield, and he always is going to attract double teams, sometimes even triple teams. But Marquise, if you ask me, he compares to a guy that played college football in College Station in the early 90s by the name of Sam Adams. Sam Adams.
All right. At number 7, we have Julon Williams. He's an athlete, 5'10", 188. He runs a 4.5 in the 40, and he's at Converse Judson.
All right. Judson. Of course, you know, one of the more notable programs in the Central Texas area, the southern part of Central Texas. Yes, this guy, we had one of our scouts go out and watch him when they play Lake Travis. And Mr. Williams here, I was made aware that he has an equally good arm as he does good feet. And so, as a matter of fact, I think that's the only game that Lake Travis lost this past year was against Converse Justin in like the second or third game of the season. So, and Jalon was a part of that, of course. But, of course, you know, it's a team game, so a good team victory. But, yes, I think he actually could possibly play quarterback in college. He has the ability to, but I'm saying from a recruiting perspective, sometimes you just don't know how that'll turn out. But I think he definitely has the ability to, but the person I like to compare him to, since we're talking about quarterback, is Woody Dantzler, Woodrow Dantzler, that played at Clemson in the late 90s, early 2000s.
All right. So if he has a good arm, I know this next prospect has a good arm. At number 6, Tanner Mordecai, a quarterback. He's 6'2", 190. He runs a 4.6, and he's at Waco Midway.
Yes. Tanner Mordecai. Wow. Frank, you know, early in the season, Midway lost, I think, a couple of games, maybe the first couple of games. When Mordecai got back, I think they went like on an 8 or 9 game winning streak, something like that. But anyway, that's how he puts points on the board. He can take off running when he feels like it, but he knows how to get the ball in a spot where defensive backs can't get to it. He just reads and reacts pretty well. He can throw the short to medium passes too. And this is a guy that will have a shipload of offers when it's all said and done. So it's just we just have to wait to see which team that he'll end up committing to or signing to. But Tanner Mordecai, the person I like to compare him to, is still fairly young himself, and that's Andrew Luck when he played at Stanford, Andrew Luck.
Wow.
All right, let's keep it moving.
At number five, we have Jaquelin Crawford, cornerback at 5'10", 163. He runs a 4.3, and he's at Rockdale, and he's another TAD.
Yes, definitely TAD. I'd like to definitely thank Mr. Levi Washington, Mr. Levi Murray Washington, for making me aware of this young man when he was running summer track. Levi Cook is down with the Texas Heat Track Club, and he was telling me about how fast this young man is. But anyway, he's the fastest guy in Central Texas. He won state last year, state champion in the 100 meters, and Rockdale actually won the state track meet as a team title. But Frank, he's fun to watch, man. He's fun to watch, and trust me, he's both football fast and track fast. If the ball goes up in the air, he's on defense. A lot of times, if it's in his area, in most cases, he's either going to deflect or he's going to come down with it. And he's not simply satisfied with just catching interception. He's looking for the end zone to score after every interception, after every punt return, when he lines up at receiver. You know, again, we're talking about these country boys, man, the guys that, like, that basically have to play both ways. Hey, Mr. Crawford, man, it's just – such a tragedy for opposing teams to have to deal with him another year. But the person I like to compare him to, the fact that he knows how to jump routes really well and catch so many interceptions, I like to compare him to Terrell Buckley. When he played at Florida State in the late 80s, early 90s, Terrell Buckley.
Yeah. At number four, Tommy Bush, wide receiver. He's 6'5", 187. He runs a 4.47, and he's at Schertz Clemens.
Yes, Tommy Bush. His name has been very popular in the recruiting circles lately. But, you know, forget all the recruiting talk. On film, this guy's a hard man to cover. I mean, he's a true 6'5", okay? Knows how to go up and get the ball out the sky. You know what I'm saying? Knows how to run after the catch and doesn't have issues with press coverage. I mean, he's not a soft guy coming off the line of scrimmage. Sometimes you get tall receivers that are not as strong coming off the football, but this guy definitely has a good upper body strength and you know, pretty much has good instincts on where to turn after making the catch, and also a guy that, you know, knows how to get to the end zone. So again, Tommy Bush is a guy who's actually our top-rated, you know, receiver overall, and I like to compare him to Roy Williams. Roy Williams that played at Texas in the earlier part of the century.
Huh. All right. Mm-hmm. At number three, we have Trayvon Merrick Woodard. He's 6'2", 190. He runs a 4.49. He's a cornerback at Smithson Valley, and he's another TAD.
Yes, sir. He is a TAD. Man, Frank, when I first watched his film, I said, you know, this kid has – I need to make sure he's nationally known. I mean, Frank, he was already, like, prototypical size as a sophomore. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Prototypical size. And he's a guy – he puts receivers on punishment every game. I mean, it's not fair. It's just not fair, Frank. I mean, like I told you, when I would go visit my grandma as a young child in the country, and my grandma would get mad, when she would get mad at me, she'd be like, boy, you sit on this porch and wait till I tell you to get off of it. Well, that's what he does in the game. He tells receivers, hey, right now you're on punishment. After the game, you can feel free to do what you want to do. That's how well he plays the game, Frank. I mean, but he's equally dangerous. He's equally dangerous, man, on special teams. And also, they started using their receiver this past year, scored a number of touchdowns on that side of the football. So, Trayvon, the person I like to compare him to is Chris McAllister from Arizona. Chris McAllister, he has that similar athleticism as McAllister, has a similar build. And, you know, of course, McAllister went on to play in the league for, you know, a number of years.
Oh, yeah. So, number two, we have Jordan Moore. He's an athlete, 6 feet, 180 pounds. He runs a 4.4. He's at Yoakum, and he's committed to Texas A&M.
Yes. And again, with both him and his twin brother, Josh, who recently chose to attend IMG Academy down there in Florida. But Jordan is a guy that plays running back, receiver, safety. Now, he could end up playing safety in college. That's why it kind of made it hard for me to come up with who, because you don't really have too many people. Excuse me, you don't really have too many people at the collegiate level that play football or playing all those wide variety of positions. But I mean, he runs the football hard. He catches football. I mean, man, he's just instinctful and knows how to come down like with the football, regardless of who he's going against. And as a safety, he comes up and hit. He comes up and hit. Again, just like the old school safeties did it. But with that being said, I like to compare him from a safety. I'm looking at him from a safety perspective for the collegiate level to Mr. Eric Reed that played at LSU here recently, Eric Reed. Okay? Eric Reed. So Jordan Moore, remember that name. Remember that name if you haven't heard it before. We're going to take one last commercial break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the show.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back, and remember, immediately after this broadcast, make sure you go to our blog site, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, so you can see the entire list, and also feel free to be able to listen to the radio show again or whatever you want to do, send it to your family and friends, but we want to make sure the whole world can see it for these Syntex prospects and especially those college football coaches that want to recruit down here. All right, Frank.
All right, the number one prospect is Caden Stearns. He's a defensive back, 6'2", 187. He runs a 4.5. He's another one at Cibolo Steel, and he's committed to LSU.
Frank, man, it is just phenomenal to watch this young man play on the football field. I mean, he's very rangy. He's very instinctive. He can come up and run support. You can line him up at corner. You can line him up. He plays safety, but you can line him up at corner. You can line him up at receiver. But I think safety or defensive back is going to be a true position at the collegiate level. So LSU is getting a good one. LSU is getting a good one. Coach Ed Orgeron down there, they definitely made a good choice by offering this young man a scholarship. And, you know, hoping that, you know, he sticks to his commitment. But with all the scholarship offers he has, of course, you know, he can choose to go to school elsewhere if he likes. But Caden Stearns, he has an older brother, and last year they kind of had like a little big brother, little brother contest on social media, and I kind of stirred it up a little bit, but I said, hey, he's already ahead of where his brother Jordan, who's most likely going to be drafted
in this upcoming NFL draft when Jordan was at Steele High School 4 years ago. I said he was ahead of what Jordan was at, so that made some big brother, little brother talk. But anyway, I do feel like he is ahead of where Jordan was when Jordan was his age. And this guy will only get better. Now, of course, they're going through a coaching change, so it's just a matter of time to see who's going to be the new coach to see if they can championship this year and hopefully win it. But Caden Stearns, it was not an issue ranking him at number one. He was actually ranked number one last year in our must-have seen 16. But with the type of junior year he had, it was almost like a no-brainer to rank him as the number one overall prospect. So, Frank, again, this was a tough list to come up with. I'm telling you, there are a number of other good players that, you know, were very close to making this list, but they're still on our overall FBS list.
Great.
Yeah. Well, Frank, man, I definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to come on the show. Thank you once again.
Thanks,
I think,
man,
this is our second or third year having this, so I definitely appreciate you coming on the show, and of course, everybody out there that's listening as well. So just all those people up there in the Midwest where you're at, just tell them we know how to play ball. We know how to play football.
Sounds good.
Yeah. All right, Frank, well, listen, you take it easy. For all you all out there that are listening, hey, your name and your call here is Fred Knott. Just continue to work hard, play ball. Trust me, somebody's still looking out for you, all right, especially TA Scouting Scoop. Don't forget about our camp. Go to register, TAScoutingScoop.com, click on football camp, and we'll make sure that you guys have an outstanding time out there competing at Fieldhouse Sports located in the College Station area. All right, so Frank Cox and myself, this is TA signing off from yet another show, and always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from in the Central Texas area. Be blessed. Thank you.